You're listening to the Stage Line podcast for November 2nd, 2017. Well, recently we had a request from one of our members asking what got you interested in Japan? 日本に興味を持ったきっかけは何ですか? So we're going to ask some of the staff and some of the teachers here at Stage Line this very question. So we're here with Ben, and Ben, what got you interested in Japan?
Well, I first came to Japan about 17 years ago, so it's getting harder and harder to remember.
Right.
But I guess before I came to Japan, I guess in my late teens, I never had a sort of real interest in Japan itself. I sort of watched things like Japanese animation. I'd read books on Japanese subculture, but I didn't really have like a real, you know, interest in coming here. It wasn't until I made some friends with some Japanese guys in London.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really into music, as some of you may know, and I was really into DJing at that time. And I played a type of music called drum and bass. So I would often go to London and go clubbing, go out and meet people. And I made friends with some Japanese guys, and they were living and studying in the UK. And a couple of the guys came back to Japan. And then when I finished university, I decided to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see the world. And I thought, well, you know, I know some guys in Japan. Maybe I could come over and sort of check out Japan, see what's going on. And I really wanted to come here and try and DJ.
Right. So, was that kind of music, the drum and bass, is that also popular in Tokyo?
I guess I had an image that maybe it wasn't so big, but I was actually really wrong. The drum and bass scene here was quite developed. There were quite a lot of parties and DJs and you know, foreign DJs from like UK or America were coming over to play. But yeah, I had a kind of dream, kind of romantic dream about coming over here and maybe establishing myself as a drum and bass DJ here. And which I kind of did. So I came over and connected with people, networked, and you know, got into the Japanese drum and bass scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, well, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, let's ask Lucas. Lucas, what got you interested in Japan?
I'm not particularly interested in Japan, but I am interested in Japanese religion.
Okay.
So this was the thing why I came to Japan.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you find interesting about Japanese religion?
In 2000, I started to practice Zen Buddhism,
mm-hmm.
but at that time I couldn't speak Japanese, and I didn't think it is important to speak Japanese to study Zen Buddhism. But one of my teachers said that if you want to study or if you want to practice Zen, you have to learn Japanese. So the next day I started to learn Japanese. It was 2006, and then in 2007, I came to Japan for the first time to spend some time in one of the Japanese monasteries. And then I came back to Poland and I started my Japanese studies at university.
Okay. And did you find that it was your teacher correct then? That you
yeah.
did need to study Japanese to understand about Zen Buddhism?
Completely. Some people say that to study or to talk about culture or to study religion is not related to language at all, but it's not true. And the more you know about language, or you know how people speak in particular country, so it helps you a lot. So it's just a different kind of world. I'm really happy. I started to learn Japanese.
Right. So the first time you came to Japan, you didn't speak Japanese?
First time I came to Japan, it was 2007. So it was before I started university. So I could just speak like, I knew only a few words like konnichiwa and ohayou gozaimasu. So I went to the monastery and I and really hard time because I didn't know what these guys were talking to me.
I see.
Yeah, so actually I had a bit of crisis at the time because I said, no, it's just crazy. I don't understand anything. But then when I came back to Poland, I sort of, thought about it for some time, and I decided to start university, and then, it just went on. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, yeah. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Well, let's ask Moe. What got you interested in Japan?
I'm interested in Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. And Japanese food.
What parts of Japanese culture are you interested in?
Well, I'm interested in the Japanese old culture, like traditional music mm-hmm. and like traditional instruments.
Okay, so all aspects of Japanese culture. When you talk about traditional music and traditional instruments, what instruments do you mean, like shamisen? Or?
Yes, shamisen and like taiko. Mm-hmm. Right. It's my favorite.
Okay. And you said you like Japanese food?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. In a week, 3 days, I eat Japanese food, mm-hmm. like osushi, mm-hmm. and then Japanese noodles and ramen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also like bentos?
Yes, right? I like bentos.
Yeah, can you make those beautiful bentos that we see sometimes?
Not really. It's not beautiful.
What kind of menu do you make for your bento?
Yeah, it's easy bento. It's like eggs and also chicken and some like sesame. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so simple bento.
Yeah, it's simple bento.
Okay. Do you play any Japanese instruments?
I used to play a shamisen for like 2 months, but now I didn't play any music, yeah.
Okay, so that's what got you interested in Japan was the culture and the food. And why do you stay?
In Japan? Mm-hmm. It's because I like Japanese. Like Japanese people, because mm-hmm. they're so nice to like foreign people, and also I like they are like kimonos and everything like animations, and so I want to stay more in Japan.
Okay, thank you very much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Okay, well let's ask Alex. What got you interested in Japan?
I came here on holiday. Last year or 2 years ago, and I fell in love with Tokyo and Japan. Yeah.
What was it about Tokyo and Japan that you fell in love with?
I remember the moment where I knew that I didn't want to leave was I had gone to the Tsukiji auction, the early morning tuna auction, with my sister and my cousin, and I thought it was the most magical thing I've ever seen in my life. They were not so impressed, but there was a feeling, like an atmosphere. It was quite special. I can't explain.
So it's a little bit difficult to say in words, but you just had this kind of feeling about this is where you wanted to be.
For sure. And that's most days that is renewed. Okay. Like, sometimes I walk around and I'm like, wow, I'm really happy to be here.
Okay.
Really happy to be here.
So you've been here for about a year now.
Yeah.
Are there some... things that you've experienced that give you that feeling again?
Yeah, but they're so banal. Like sometimes I'm just walking to the grocery store and I just look around and I just enjoy the feeling. It's not some specific thing, but I can't. It's very mundane.
Yeah, it's just the feeling that you get. That,
yes, yes,
tells
yes,
you
yes.
that this is the place that you like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
So just to recap then, you came here on holiday.
Yeah, for a short trip.
Yeah. And did you stay only in Tokyo?
Yeah, I did. And my expectations were, to be honest, low. Like my sister really wanted to come. And I was like, all right, well, let's go. We were in China at the time. She came to visit me. And I was like, sure, we can go. And I hadn't I was kind of like, oh, let's go. But it really blew my mind.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling us about it.
You're welcome.